The Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode number 2195. Today is the 21st of November 2023, and I'm your host, Sophia. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is it okay for a Christian to have hobbies, relaxation, and downtime? We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
Is it okay for a Christian to have hobbies, relaxation, and downtime? This question may seem simple at first, but it raises deeper inquiries about the Christian faith and how individuals should live their lives. Some may argue that Christians should constantly be focused on doing God's work and fulfilling their spiritual duties. Others may emphasize the importance of self-care and the need for balance in one's life. In this podcast, we will explore different perspectives on the matter and discuss the biblical principles that can guide our understanding.
To begin, we must acknowledge that the Bible does not explicitly address the topic of hobbies or relaxation. However, it does provide guidance on various aspects of a Christian's life, including work, stewardship, and the use of time. These principles can help us assess whether engaging in hobbies and relaxation is acceptable for a Christian.
One principle that emerges from Scripture is the concept of stewardship. Christians are called to be good stewards of the resources, talents, and time that God has entrusted to them. This means that our actions should reflect a responsible and purposeful use of these resources. It is essential to consider whether our hobbies and relaxation activities align with this principle of stewardship. Are they enhancing our physical, emotional, or mental well-being? Do they contribute positively to our relationships and community? If the answer is yes, then engaging in such activities can be viewed as an acceptable way of stewarding our time.
Furthermore, the Bible encourages us to work diligently. Colossians chapter 3 verse 23 states, "Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men." This verse implies that our daily activities, including hobbies and relaxation, should be done with a spirit of dedication and excellence. As long as these activities do not become an obsession or idol, but rather a way of rejuvenation and enjoyment, they can still align with the biblical principle of working wholeheartedly.
Another relevant principle is the commandment to love God and love others. In Matthew chapter 22 verses 37 to 39, Jesus identifies these as the greatest commandments. Our hobbies and relaxation should not hinder our ability to fulfill these commands. If our leisure activities isolate us from our relationships or negatively affect our ability to show love and kindness to others, then they may be out of balance.
In addition to biblical principles, it is also important to consider the intentions behind our hobbies and relaxation. Are we engaging in them purely for self-indulgence and escapism? Or do we approach them with gratitude and a desire to honor God? It is crucial to assess whether our activities bring us closer to God or diminish our spiritual walk. If our hobbies distract us from our relationship with God or replace our commitment to Him, then they may need to be reevaluated.
It is worth noting that each individual's journey and understanding of the Christian faith may lead to different conclusions on this matter. One person may find great spiritual fulfillment in a particular hobby, while another may recognize the need to limit their leisure activities in order to maintain a strong focus on God. It is ultimately a matter of personal conviction and discernment. In conclusion, the question of whether it is okay for a Christian to have hobbies, relaxation, and downtime can be answered by considering biblical principles such as stewardship, diligence, love for God and others, and the intentions behind our actions. As long as these activities align with these principles and do not hinder our relationship with God or our ability to fulfill His commandments, engagement in hobbies and relaxation can be seen as a way to care for ourselves and rejuvenate our spirits. It is essential for each individual to seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit and discern how these principles apply in their unique circumstances. This is all for today, friends. My name is Sophia, and this was episode 2195 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.